Now, Jodie Egan, Jodie Albert, like what are we?
Albert, but you know.
So you book into a hotel together. It's Mr. and Mrs. Egan.
Well, we don't. We used to book into a hotel under a pseudonym, but if it's Mr. and Mrs. Egan, I would be happy with that.
Because you'd have to have obviously a pseudonym when you're going in with Kian to book a hotel, because people would be going. The fans would be going, where are they?
Yeah. Well, when Westlife used to do big tours, it was always we had to just take kind of precautions in case we opened a cupboard and a fan was hiding there.
Yes, which I'm sure was a regular problem. What name did you pick a name yourselves, or did somebody
else
do it for you?
When I first started going out with Kian, it was he used to check in under Mr. A Rock, so it was pretty cool because when the hotel would ring our room, I would answer and they'd be like, "Oh, hello, Mrs. Rock," and I was like, "Yep, that's cool. I'll stick with that one."
It's just solid, isn't it?
Yeah, it was solid. So we his tour manager used to give us like little envelopes of Mr. and Mrs. Rock written on it, so it's pretty cool.
Okay, so that's what you get. But we'll call you just Jodie for this morning.
Yeah.
How nice of you to join us, because this is, you're really, we're in your front room, essentially, here in Strand Hill. This is your home.
It's so lovely, actually, to be on the show, but it's so strange for me that it's in Strand Hill, like, because I'm just, even, like, looking out, I can see everyone that I know.
Yeah, your friends and neighbours.
And like I was saying to you earlier, if this was in Dublin, I would never be nervous, but I'm slightly nervous today.
That's understandable.
Because I know everyone.
It's understandable. What part of the UK are you from originally?
I'm from London originally.
Oh, you're a Londoner.
Yeah.
Well, I can't think of anywhere further removed than beautiful London.
Exactly.
To beautiful Strand Hill.
Well, to be honest, the London lifestyle was so busy and I grew up in London, so it's just worlds apart from here, and I think that's part of the reason why I love this place so much. It's just kind of like, you know, the place that we escape to all the time, and you know, we work a lot in London and it's pretty full on, and then we come here and we just completely chill out and we're by the beach. It's really good for our son. I just think it's amazing for children to grow up by the water.
I'm noticing, and I love seeing it, loads of kids around the Vidship van today. And look at this gang here getting ready to go surfing for the morning.
I know, it's just wonderful. And I can't wait for Koa to be that age where he can join in.
How old is Koa now?
He's only 2.5.
Yeah.
But actually, he's already surfed his first wave.
What?
Yeah, when he was 1.5. Was he 1? We went over to Coney Island, which is another little beautiful place here. And there was small little waves, and Kian pushed him into this little wave and he was on this big board and he literally just went down the line, and I think Kian nearly cried.
I'd say.
Because he was so proud.
I'd say.
He literally was like, "Oh my God." I was like, catch him. But it was amazing.
So he was a water baby, really.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to be living here.
Do you hop in and surf yourself?
I've gone in on really hot days and small waves, but I wouldn't call myself a surfer, but I do love the beach and I love being on it.
How could you not? Look at the waves rolling in behind us here. Ooh, there's some kids messing. That's okay. They're getting a photograph taken in the middle of it. That's it. You messers. Now get in the sea and stop acting like maggots. There they go. The maggots are going to the sea. I didn't know what that was.
I know. It scared me then.
A little bit. But anyway, so you get in occasionally, but the point is that Koa is doing well.
Yeah.
He's 2.5.
Yes.
Well, I was talking about I have two loom bracelets on me now, because when your kids give you them, you're expected to wear
you
them as a mark
to wear
of honor. And I've noticed an awful lot of dads around the place wearing them now.
Yeah.
I presume Koa's kind of looking at them a bit, is he?
He's actually been making them with his cousins. So
he has.
Kian's got one, I've got one, and actually I haven't got mine on today, but we won't say nothing about that.
You got when Koa came into the world, it was a bumpy ride for you for a little while after that, wasn't
after it?
You've spoken about that.
Yeah, for a little while I had a little bit of postnatal depression, but I didn't actually realise that I had it.
What is it? How does it?
It's a bit of a hormone imbalance. For me it was. It's just, you know, like when you go through, I went through a lot when I was pregnant. You know, Westlife ended, Wonderland ended, a few friends kind of left our lives, and you know, a lot of things changed. And I think my mum was sick as well, and I think I gave birth thinking that everything was going to be great, and I was just so happy with this beautiful little baby, and then I think it was like an after effect of everything.
So you'd put off the almost the dealing with all of that
stuff. Exactly. I think because I was pregnant, I suppressed it a little bit and pushed it, or my whole thing was like, make sure this baby's safe. And then when the baby was out, it was kind of me that was not that great afterwards.
So you kind of of half hoped that the baby was the solution to everything.
Yeah, and yeah. When I looked at the Koa, I was just so euphoric, and there's like, you get these big like bursts of emotions, you know, and like I was so happy and everything, and then I just didn't really like myself very much, which was kind of strange. But once I recognised it, I mean, I was here quite a lot, and, you know, I had Kian's support, and he's such an incredible dad, and he just, you know, took Koa and just did everything with him when I needed the time. And, you know, once I recognised what it was, I was able to sort of just get myself better and then talk about it, actually.
Which is the healthiest thing in the world to do when you're going through something like that, because that was a lot to happen to see. You know, we never think about that, actually, when you think of Westlife breaking up.
Yeah.
We never think of what it's like for the wives and girlfriends and boyfriends.
No, I mean,
it must be pretty difficult time for you guys as well, you know, watching it all happen.
Well, it's just a change of pace, you know. I've been with Kian for 11 years, and, you know, for things to, just your life to be a certain way all the time, and then everything to stop dead in its tracks.
Yeah.
Even though, in saying that, we were so ready for it. We wanted the time together. We wanted downtime, and we, you know, we love our lives now. But at that point, everything just sort, I didn't realize how it was like subconsciously affecting me. Like, I think my mum not being well was a big factor as well. So, you know, but I think as soon as I recognised what I had, I tend to talk a lot about it to women now, because I think when you've got it, you're a bit ashamed, so you don't talk about it.
Well, I wonder why would anyone feel ashamed for
because
something like that?
For me, Ryan, I just felt like people might think I wasn't a good mum, or that I was depressed and it would affect the way I look after my baby, which wasn't the case at all. I was on autopilot with Koa, and I made sure he was perfect all the time. I just didn't really like myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a really strange thing to go through. And before I had it, I didn't even think that it was a real thing. I just heard the name a lot, you know, and I just didn't think it would happen. And then when it did, I was like, wow, it actually is a real thing.
Can I ask you how you fixed it, or how did you come out the other side so articulate and well adjusted?
I actually went to see a therapist. Yeah. I had about 3 sessions, and she kind of, the penny dropped after that.
Great.
And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm postnatal, okay. And then I started writing, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because we were talking off air about books and how important it is for Koa to be surrounded by books and children and so on. And you started writing.
Well, at the moment, I've kind of started writing the bones of a book.
Good on you.
It's a comedy book.
Brilliant.
About my attempt stumbling through motherhood, the first year of motherhood, and it's about postnatal, but it's a book that will make women laugh, and it's kind of the truth. And
it's a novel,
it's kind of like a self-help kind of fluffy.
How's it go? How are you enjoying the process of writing?
I love it, and I didn't even plan to write a book.
Good.
I just started writing, and then I read it to a few of my girlfriends and sent it to them, and they were like, oh my god, this is really funny. And I was like, oh, I'm not a writer though, but it was really healing, and it's just kind of grown legs. And,
great.
You know, I'm just now finishing the synopsis to hopefully get a publishing.
So I've no doubt it'll go great.
Do you know, all it is for me is that, like, I've sort of taken the mick out of myself and told my stories.
Yeah.
And if that means that other women can read that when they're feeling down, but they're not talking about it, that, you know, and I can help in some way, that's what I really want to achieve.
Is it the case that when you were speaking so frankly with your friends about it and say, listen, girls, here's the story, you know, the reason I'm not answering your call or texting you back or whatever is because I'm just in the bad place.
Yeah.
And when you spoke like that, did they all go, oh, thank God, the same thing happened to me, but I didn't want to talk about it? Have you found that reaction a lot?
What I found was, I was actually pregnant with a friend, and she had a little boy a month before me, and me and her were both chatting on the phone the whole time, and we were like, I'm great, how are you? Everything was fine. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until a year later, when we actually got drunk together, that we both came out with the fact that we both had postnatal for the past year and had
your own friend
about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did you not tell me? And she was like, how did you not tell me? So then I kind of went, well, okay, there must be so many women that don't actually admit to it.
Yeah.
So I just started taking the mick out myself, and I just hope that helps a little bit with anyone that wants to.
I love it. I love your honesty. It's really refreshing, and I think it's gonna speak to a lot of people this morning who are in the same boat. 515-52 talking live with Jodie Albert here in the chip van in Strand Hill. The waves crashing in here, and I know one man who wishes he could be on the waves, but he's not. He's on the phone. It's Kian Egan. Good morning, Kian.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
You have spoken to me down through the years many times about Strand Hill and surfing, and I didn't really know what you were talking about. This morning, I now know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a nice place, huh?
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, this is a very important place to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, I grew up in Sligo Town, and then about 10, maybe a bit more, 12 years ago, I started surfing out in Strandhill. And, yeah, it's basically become everything in my world outside of my lovely wife, my little boy. And when we were doing Westlife, that's where I wanted to get home to, you know, to go surfing and, you know, hang with the boys. But, yeah, I mean, it's just an amazing little village. It's got a great little vibe there, you know, great community atmosphere for locals who live there. And, you know, everybody looks out for everybody. And, yeah, it's just such a cool little place. And did you go for a surf lesson? Did I hear something?
What I did was I requested some members of the team to check the water for me. I went on the back of a horse up near Grange for an hour or so.
You didn't get in the water.
I'm not going to lie to you. But I tell you what I did do. I had a delicious pint of Guinness up in the
Trawbawn.
In the Strand.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was really good.
Nice. That's our favourite pub in the world right there.
And we had Pip was serving us last night, you know, at the bar. And the pint was just outrageously good.
It is. I have to say, actually, hi, baby.
Hi.
I just have to say about the local businesses around here, they're amazing. Like between Shells, the Strand, Trawbawn, you know, Voya, the seaweed baths.
The lads went into that too.
Best way to relax, honestly. I mean, the little businesses around here and the people, that's what makes it so much fun for us. And everyone's so friendly and welcoming. And I think, like, I'm from London, so I just feel like I'm part of it. And, you know, some places where you go where you're not from, you can feel a little bit like an outsider, and I've never felt like that here.
But your friend from Shells there with the spectacles passed me by today. She's a dub, and I think she's married to a South African, is she?
She is.
Everyone's blowing in here today. It's great. The summer wind came blowing in. Yeah, that's for sure. So, Cian, I've just been so impressed talking to your gorgeous wife here about different things, but particularly about her life in the immediate aftermath of having COA. I presume you were standing shoulder to shoulder with her at that stage, pulling her through.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't really know what was going on. You know, Jody would be lying in bed and I'd be like, come on, babe, let's get out of bed. And she'd be like, no, I don't want to get up today. I'm like, come on, you want to talk about you don't want to get up today. Let's get up out of bed. Like, she'd be like, no, just leave me. So I used to just leave her and just, you know, take the baby out and just kind of like let her have the extra few hours sleep, or, you know, lying in bed watching TV, watching junk TV, and just, you know, get herself back together. But I mean, I didn't really know what was going on. I just kind of thought, oh, you know, she's not feeling up for whatever it may be today. So I just tried to take her out and just kind of, you know, give her the time that she needed, or be there if she needed me to be there either, you know, one or the other. I remember walking around the house looking for her one day and she was hiding in the corner in the toilet crying on the floor. I was like, what is wrong with you? She was like, I don't know.
Don't make me cry now.
But you guys, I mean, I don't know you other than to meet you in these sort of circles, but watching that moment when you reunited on the jungle, on a celebrity, was so sincere.
Yeah.
And it was really very emotional even to watch. You clearly are deeply in love. It's very sweet. It's very genuine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, we've been together what? It's all right, you know.
11 years.
She'll do for now. But you know, I mean, yeah, we've been together a very long time. So, and I think, you know, our relationship has always been a really, really strong one. You know, we've always been honest with each other. I don't know. For us, it's funny because people say that to us and we're like, well, isn't everyone like that? You know, and I suppose we just assume that every relationship is like that relationship.
We feel very lucky, Ryan, because we're best friends and, like, you know, I think we do kind of look at each other and go, like, you know, we only ever want to hang out with each other. We always want to be with each other. And, like, if, you know, he's been away the weekend and I can't wait for him to come back now today. And, you know, I think we're just so lucky.
And watch him run off surfing.
Yeah, you can go surfing.
You see, you probably see a lot of the back of Cian's head during the summer, do you, as he heads off out of the house, heading for the waves?
Do you know
not necessarily during the summer, you know. You're lucky that you're down there when there's waves, because the summer's normally flat.
All right.
October if that's kicking in.
Okay.
All right, baby, shush. No, don't get excited about the surf now. Hold on, I'm trying to talk to Ryan. He gets so excited when he bounces through that door after coming in from a surf. He is like Superman. He, like, puts the baby on his back. He's cooking dinner. He's, like, just so excited and vibed up for life. Like, why wouldn't I ever encourage him to go surfing? I mean, literally,
no, that's true.
It does something for his soul that's just so amazing.
Well, look, you've been been very generous with your time, both of you. Cian, it's good to talk to you. We'll see you when you're back back on the
Likewise.
Island.
Yeah. I'm in Manchester at the minute, flying back this morning, so I'll see
you all. Good
there
luck with everything, and good luck. I hope the whole the solo career is flying for you.
Yeah, it's going great. Did a gig last night in Manchester, you know, 6,000-7,000 people. So, you know, just kind of running around the place doing bits and bobs, but it's really enjoyable, just having fun, you know.
Yeah, we'll keep it going, and it's good to talk to you, and thanks for taking our call this morning. And equally, Jodie, thank you so much for coming
thank
in to see us live in your
me.
Hometown of Strand. I really enjoyed talking to you this morning.
Lovely talking to you. Yeah, thanks for having me. I know I've been meaning to come on the show for a while.
Yeah, we got there eventually. Yeah, we'll do it again sometime.
And come back to Strand Hill and hang out.
Most certainly.
Definitely.
And good luck with COA and everything, and enjoy the rest of your summer, won't you?
You too.
Okay,
thanks
so much. Jodie, Albert, joining us live this morning in the Chip Van in Strand Hill and County.